Owatonna High School senior Ashton Jensen, one of the top five for Owatonna High School homecoming. Congratulations, Ashton. And what's your reaction to being a homecoming candidate and a top five guy?
Well, it's super humbling just to know that people, like, I guess, care that much about you and that you have enough of an impact on somebody that they would be willing to vote for you out of 150 guys in your grade, which is just, it's super humbling to, like, know that people care that much.
Homecoming activities, what are you looking forward to? How does homecoming feel for you?
Well, I'm super excited. Being on student council, it hasn't been easy, but the juniors that are in charge of planning it have done a really nice job with the situation we're handed, and I'm super excited for the volleyball tournament and the movie night. It's going to be different, but it's going to be super fun.
Ashton, what are all the activities you're involved in at OHS?
Well, I consider myself to be pretty involved. I guess my main activities that I find a lot of passion in are, like, student council is probably my biggest one, and then speech team. Those are kind of my things. I'm also involved in the football team this year. I decided to give that a shot, and I guess I've never really been on an organized sports team as a player, so I'm super excited to give that a shot and learn as much as I can and just become, I guess, a better person through that. Also involved in DECA and NHS and mock trial and other activities like that. Just, I like to be involved, like to have something to do, and like to get to know new people.
So the inspiration to join football as a brand new thing, what are you thinking along those lines? It'll be challenging as well.
Yeah, it'll be super difficult, but I like a lot of guys on the team, and I like the coaches. And I know that just participating in something like that will really help me grow and work with new people. And also just to be challenged is just so important in growing in life. And that's going to be super important for me. And I think I'll learn a lot this year.
What can you tell me about speech? When does speech go on? How is that different than previous? And what is your area of the speech team that you compete on?
Yeah, so speech is, I guess, an activity where you speak competitively against other people. The season's usually like December to April, with a state tournament in April. I guess I'm in original oratory, which is a persuasive speaking category, and I mean, you compete just like any sports team would against other Big Nine schools and other schools throughout the state. And it's like with most activities I'm in, I look for a reason as to where it's going to help me out later in life, and I think being able to speak and talk to other people is essential in life, and that's why I find a lot of passion in it.
And Ashton, what are your plans for after high school?
Definitely attend a four-year university. I'm thinking education as of right now. Teach for a while and then go back, get a master's in administration and become a school administrator, and just kind of see where life takes me a little bit, just kind of follow the wave.
All right, and have you had fun being a manager on the girls' soccer team then as well, helping support those ladies?
Yeah, absolutely. Most ladies on that team are good friends of mine, and it's super fun to be part of a team, and that's a big thing. And you know, just seeing them and the team bond they form through practices and stuff is another reason that kind of inspired me to go ahead and join the football team and
cool.
Just kind of see what it was like to be a teammate in high school.
All right, one of the homecoming candidates, a top five, Ashton Jensen. I appreciate the time, Ashton. Congratulations and good luck in the future.
Yes, thank you so much.